This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load them up, boys. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, it is time for the weaponized woman, and we are joined once again by the weaponized woman, and that is Keita Bussey. Good afternoon, young lady.
Hey, Bill. What's up?
Not much, actually. Not much. Just doing a radio show, just doing this segment, the weaponized woman segment. Keita got a really rude lesson today, though. I'm talking to Keita on the phone, and I'm asking Keita a question. Keita answers the question, and then her daughter, who is 13 going on 40, walks by with this mature thing to say as she goes by. And that's when, did you realize then they grow up so fast?
She's always been like that. She's always been way more mature than me. But the things that come out of her mouth are just incredible. I have this note on my phone where every time she says something really profound, I just write it down because I'll never remember. But she says the most incredible things that just blow me away.
So, when I was asking Keita what we're going to talk about, Keita had a really interesting thing that she wanted to go over as part of what we're going to talk about today. Simply about being public people, and I guess are you, when we're trying to get out there and do some sort of outreach or something, do you feel like what is your concern with that? What were you trying to, what are you looking at with this?
Well, I feel like if you're a public figure, then you're providing a service to people. You're providing something that they need or appreciate, and you're reaching people, hopefully, on a personal level if you're doing your job well. But when you do that, when you're reaching people on that personal level, then, you know, if you have a wide reach, all of those people, if you're doing your job well, are going to want to reach back. But then you're only one person. So how do you respond to that? How do you keep up with all of those people? What is the appropriate way to handle that?
That's a good question. It's not really one I've ever thought about, to be honest with you. Does that make me tone deaf?
Well, the thing is, you're coming from a generation where radio is radio. You're the one doing the talking, and the listeners don't really have a voice, so to speak. But now with social media coming into play, the listeners are starting to have a voice and a way to reach back and a way to communicate. So what is it that we should be doing for those people? How can we connect back to them? How can we allow them to communicate to us? And is there a line?
Well, I mean, nowadays, it's easier to communicate with people that are public people than ever before, wouldn't you think? But along with that ease comes some other things that, you know, have to be sort of filtered out of there. And I think in the case of, like, in my profession, like my that video I was talking to you about today about the SIG P365, one thing that I got a comment on was that I actually replied to every bad comment, good comment on that video that came with that video, which there was over 1,000 comments that came with that video, and I replied to each and every one of them personally.
And that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's very time-consuming.
And, you know, you do that because I do it. Because I have seen examples of people that get too jaded. They begin to believe what they read about themselves or whatever somebody says about them. And then once they do that, that whole reason for them doing whatever it is they're doing that brought them into the public eye in the first place, that begins to recede and it becomes more of a job or a process and, you know, that kind of thing. So I do that kind of stuff if I can, when I can, as often as I can.
Right.
In the hopes of not becoming that guy, because I don't want to be that type of a person in the public. And at the same time, I do get a lot of stuff that, you know, sometimes, like when they decide to go ad hominem and just start being personally insulting. Well, you know, your video about this gun, I think you are ugly and your mother dresses you funny. Now, typically with those kinds of comments, and I did this with the P365 as well, if somebody completely misses what the message I was trying to impart, I just get rid of their comment, and I'll block them. Because,
so to me,
go ahead.
I understand why you would do that. But for me, I like to have it be a real post. So if people post things that I don't agree with or that just is kind of disgusting or whatever, usually I'll just leave it there because that brings reality to the post. And it shows how people really are. And it oftentimes it shows who that person is. It says more about them than it says about you.
Right.
So I will leave those there unless it's something like really disgusting that I wouldn't want my daughter to see. Then I might delete it if it's really perverted or something like that. But if it's just that someone disagreeing with me, then I like that. I like it when someone disagrees with me because it might create controversy. It might create conversation. It leads people to think for themselves and discuss ideas.
Well, simple disagreement is one thing. I don't typically do anything with that. But if they're getting out there and they are, I'm an adult. I handle myself as an adult. I may be old school, but these people that can't control themselves, that completely embrace this whole. You know, I look at everybody when I'm out walking around. I look at everybody as armed. So I don't run up on somebody and say, hey, I don't like the way you parked your car, yo, or, you know, whatever it is, because I'm not going to mess with somebody because I don't know anything about them. So I treat them with respect simply because I don't know what they are. And these people that will get out there and can't control themselves, well, I don't have any time for them. Tell everybody, we're coming to the first break. Tell everybody how to find you, please.
If you'd like to set up a class or order a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram. Give me a follow, Kita Bussey. That's KitaBusse. Facebook is 180 Firearms Training. Website, 180firearmstraining.com.
We'll be right back. This is Weaponized Woman, and this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Well, we're talking to Kitabussi because it is the weaponized woman. We're talking about being out there in the public and the way we can, you know, conduct ourselves and everything else. So, now with you, I imagine you probably get a little more personal face-to-face feedback than I get, wouldn't you? Or don't you?
In what way do you mean?
We teach.
You mean when I meet people?
Yeah.
Yes.
And how does that go?
It's usually very positive. So when I teach a class, I collect emails and I send each person an individualized email once the class is done, talking about what they did well, what they can work on, and send any pictures that include them. And usually at the end of class, they'll each take a picture with me, and then I send them a copy of that picture with them. So it's very personal, and then we usually keep up communication so they can send me video reviews or whatever they need to do to improve their shooting.
I would imagine that, I mean, I've never run into, except on an airplane. I was flying on an airplane who didn't like me at all, and he listened to me locally when I fill in. Didn't like some positions. Yeah, they did. And
well, that happened to me once as well.
Well, tell me about that.
Oh, you finished first.
Well, I mean, we were thankfully we were on a flight from Atlanta to Greenville, South Carolina, which is about 30 minutes. So
okay.
we climb up, and he hears me talk, and he brings up that I've heard your voice, wherever I heard your voice, and I tell him, he's like, oh, yeah, you're him. And then he starts telling me, you know, the first thing that impresses me when you're on the air is how much you like to run that mouth.
Well, isn't that kind of your job?
Well, I started, as he was going along, I didn't want to get... See, one of the reasons I'm not going to fly anymore is when you're on an airplane...
There's no escape.
There's no escape, and you're basically under the control of the airline, and you have to put up with a bunch of stuff you would never put up with when you're not on an airline. So,
absolutely.
So I just sat back and, you know, I told him, well, you know, that's kind of the job. You know, part of the job is to... Just shut up a minute and let me talk, and I'll tell you what I think. So, sure, go ahead. I love it when I get some advice from the uninformed. And I just started treating him like he was a hostile caller. And the good thing about the flight from Atlanta to Greenville, South Carolina, is about the time you hit altitude, you're in the descent. So I didn't have to put up with him too very long, and he got off the plane and went on his merry old way. And I hope he's still out there listening when I do fill in there. Maybe he tunes into this. Hope he hates every bit of it. Hope he hates every bit of it. So now you tell me about yours.
Actually, the pilot was a USPSA shooter and recognized me when I got on the plane. This was before COVID. They actually had an opening in first class, and I was, you know, way in the back of the plane. I didn't have that many points yet with my status. But after everybody was on, that seat still wasn't taken. Then he called me he had the flight attendant call me to the front of the plane and said, would you like this seat in first class? And I was like, yeah, that'd be awesome. It was actually my first time that I ever flew first class. It was amazing.
Now, were you on a plane where the first class was separated from everything else? Because every plane I've ever been on, whether it was Delta or Southwest, the first class seats were just wider seats. That's what they were. That's all they were. They weren't they weren't that thing you see in the video where you have a seat that turns into a bed and you have all the amenities laying around you and everything else.
Well, at that time, it was not. I mean, it was separated. The cabin was separated by a curtain, and they bring you... They brought us unlimited drinks, and they had hot meals at that time before COVID happened. But since then, I've gotten enough points with my flight status that I've actually gotten free upgrades to first class where it does turn into a bed.
Wow. Well, you were taking a lot of long haul flights overseas,
yes.
So you probably did get a bunch of points out of that. I only was taking at best two flights a year.
Oh yeah,
sometimes to NRA, I just drove.
Mhm.
Are you going to NRA?
Yes, I just had some personal business come up and haven't had a chance to address it yet. So that will be. It's on the list.
I just forgot that you were going to NRA. Because I know you're going to NRA because of what we talked about. So forgive me for that. I just didn't, I didn't realize, I was trying to remember if I've ever seen you at an NRA show.
I went once. That was in Indianapolis.
Okay.
And then COVID happened. And I think the following year I had some other major match in another country. And wasn't able to go, and then COVID happened. So I've only been there once, but I really enjoyed it. I like it better than SHOT Show.
Yeah, it's a little more relaxed, and it's not nearly as intense.
Family friendly.
Yeah.
So I can bring Pixie, and I do plan to bring her.
My only problem with Pixie is she's probably more mature than I am.
She's way more mature than I am.
And she'll probably tell me things. She'll probably tell me things, and I'll be like, she'll probably finish that with now. Go to your room. So, anyway. But I find that kind of stuff, I find meeting people and doing all that other stuff, it's an integral part of the whole public thing, and it's sort of an art form.
Yeah, that's where we met, was at the Indianapolis NRA show.
Steve introduced us.
Yes.
Okay. Before we run out of time in this segment, how do they find you?
Email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. We can set up a class in your area on movement. Or if you would like to order a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, you can also email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. Give me a follow on Instagram, Keita Bussey, Facebook, 180 Firearms Training, website, 180firearmstraining.com.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and Kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats in the Texas House of Representatives say a new voting law is restrictive and have vowed to not return until the 30-day special session on the bill ends. Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell explains what he believes will happen if the new voting law is passed.
The Texas legislature was going to consider bills that would expand the minimum hours of early voting, make even more counties provide 12-hour days of early voting, and make it even easier for voters to fix mistakes on mail-in ballots so their votes would actually count.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the White House is still reviewing U.S. foreign policy relating to Cuba following this weekend's mass protests. Psaki adding the protests over the weekend were the largest we've seen in a long time. This is USA Radio News. The Senate Budget Committee announced a $3.5 trillion spending package that would pair with President Biden's infrastructure deal. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso tells Fox Business he's no fan of the new plan.
This $3.5 trillion, Stuart, is on top of the core infrastructure, things like roads and bridges. This is on top of this. They're acting like this is monopoly money. Look, this is about the Green Bad Deal. This is about a massive expansion of government's role in our health care, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
The new spending plan focuses on Medicare, child care, and climate change, among other things. Former President George W. Bush thinks it's a mistake to pull all troops out of Afghanistan. During an interview, Bush adding he's afraid Afghan women and girls are going to suffer unspeakable harm. The former president says he's heartbroken and worried about interpreters and other Afghan people who aided the U.S. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Keita Bussey. This is the weaponized woman. So, any other stuff we'd like to add to our public persona musings that we have? Is there any other stuff that you'd... Because one of the things you asked about or talked about or mentioned was, is there a line we should never cross? And that interests me. What were you referring to with that?
So when does it become too personal? Because, you know, when we're reaching people, we're trying to reach people on a personal level, trying to affect them, right? So when it does affect them and it does reach them the way we are trying to, when they reach back, at what point, like what level of connection is okay, and what level of connection does it start to get, you know, we're not friends, I don't know you, yes, I'm trying to affect your life in a personal way, but this is not personal. It's like, how do you find that balance?
Well, I think with certain things that everything's got to stay sort of at arm's length.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could see where things might develop and evolve and all this other stuff, but that has to be something that whatever's going on has to be reciprocal.
Well, it's kind of like when you watch a TV series or read a book series. By the end of that series, you feel like you really know those characters. Well, that's what we are. We are characters. And yes, we're trying to reach people on a personal level and affect them, but we are just sort of playing roles.
Right.
But they feel like they know us, and really they don't. They know the person that we are emitting, the person that is the public figure. That might be a part of us, but it's not all-encompassing. So then they feel like they know who we are and want to reach back, but really they don't know who we are.
Well,
does
yeah,
that make
I mean,
sense?
Yes, it does, of course. And I think in some cases that turns into them having an idea of who you are versus knowing who you are, because you know that there has to be a little bit of time invested, a little bit of interaction.
Right.
You know, takes a little bit of it's not something that happens overnight. Now, do you think that can lead to dangerous circumstances? If
absolutely,
yeah.
If lines are crossed, yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially as a female. You know, I could be walking through, let's just say, Walmart and being friendly, you know, you walk past someone, you smile and say hello.
Right.
In America, that's typically accepted as personable behavior. That's kind of socially acceptable behavior, right? If you're just looking at the ground, don't make eye contact with anyone, don't say anything, then that's considered to be sort of like social alienization. But if I do make eye contact, smile, and say hello as a female, that can either be taken as, oh, she's just being nice and being social, or it can be taken as, oh, she's interested in me.
Flirtatious.
Right. And
yeah.
It's not in any way flirtatious on my end. I'm just being polite. And if it was a man who did that, that would be totally fine. But because it's coming from a woman, it's perceived differently.
Well, yeah. I could see. See, that never happens to me. If I look up at somebody and go, hey, what's up? If anything, somebody's going up to store security or something going, is this old guy bothering me? So I don't, you know, that's not really something that I, looking at it through your lens, I get it, but that's not something I have any experience with.
My friend Jamie has this trick she does where, you know, she wants to be personable, but she understands that boundary. So what she does when she's walking through places is she'll pretend to be on her phone and looking at her phone, but she's still aware of her surroundings. She's not actually doing anything on her phone that she's involved with. She's just trying to take the focus off of her so people get that signal that they can't interact with her.
Are you talking about Jamie, the supermodel?
Jamie Villamore, yeah.
Yeah. I would imagine that when she goes out, she sort of dresses down.
Not really. Jamie's just Jamie.
So she dresses like her pictures?
Yeah.
Okay.
She always looks like that.
Okay. Well, I would imagine that would probably bring some attention her way, then.
Yeah. It's just how she looks.
Yeah. Is it fair to refer to her as an Instagram model? Is she a real bona fide?
She's a real model.
Yeah.
Well, she's also an Instagram model, but she's a legit supermodel.
Yeah. with that, I sort of get that as well. But, I mean, I once again, it's a different lens for me to be looking through. Most of the time, somebody comes up to me and wants to talk to me. Since I'm not, I know lots of people that get on the air, and they are actually a character on the air. And now, would you say that I am not a character on the air? What they are listening to is what I am?
I would say that what they're listening to is a part of who you are. You're not trying to be someone you're not, but there's more to you than what simply comes across on the air.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But by the time, you know, in the event that I do get to meet somebody, which I want to meet everybody I possibly can, when that does happen, you know, I'm almost sort of, I feel almost grateful that they do listen to it. So I'm going to give them the time and everything, although I will be moving. Mm-hmm. I will be moving along as time goes on because, I mean, at these shows that we go to, I don't know about you, you're probably worse than me, but a lot of times we got every 5 minutes scheduled that we got to be here, we got to be there.
Oh,
if you've never been to an NRA show or a SHOT show or something, nowhere is close.
Right.
Nowhere is close. You always got to walk 3-4 miles. Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel the same way that I'm really grateful to the people who do follow me and take my classes, buy my book, things like that, and I owe them. I am able to support my family because of them.
Right.
So I definitely 100% owe them my time. But then also making sure it remains professional and no lines are crossed.
Right. Coming up on the next break, real quick, how do they find Keita Bussey?
You can email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, if you would like to set up a class or order a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports. If you would like to check out my website, that's 180firearmstraining.com. My Instagram is Keita Bussey. Give me a follow.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Keita Bussey. She is the weaponized woman. And we've been talking about what happens in public as a persona out there. And she just sort of highlighted something where I look through things through a completely different lens than the one she looks at. And you were talking about Jamie Bielemore. And, but I mean, there is a niche of you ladies in the gun industry that are, you know, you're actually athletes, and you handle yourselves as athletes. And when you're out there doing your craft, you look like athletes. And just as there is just some women like Jamie Bielemore and what was that young lady's name, Elena Hicks?
Alexa.
You were talking about
Elena Hicks. Yep.
These women are very serious about their shooting. They've come into shooting hard. Or in the case of Hicks, is she competing?
She is, yes.
She any good?
She's a newer shooter. She's still a beginner.
Think she has any potential?
Well, if she puts in the work, I think really anyone can succeed in the sport.
Now, women like them are not afraid to show skin. Right?
Right.
And there should be nothing wrong with that, but then we go back to this whole public persona, which line are we crossing and everything.
Right.
Now, I don't think that should, because they like to show skin, if they like to show their midriff, or they like to wear shorts. I mean, you wear shorts. But I don't look at that and go, especially if it's in a match with, you know, a bunch of people there and everything. I'm not looking at that woman going, she did this for me today. But I would imagine that could be an issue. Huh? Could that be an issue? Has that ever been an issue?
Yeah.
Has that ever reared its head? I mean, I had Corinne Mosher and Keita sitting at the broadcast booth at Radio Row in Vegas, and just sitting, you guys were sitting like somebody driven a steel pole through your spines. And but some people would look at that posture and go, look at him. But that's just the way you guys sit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, has that ever happened? Are you aware of that ever happening? Where somebody has crossed that line with one of these ladies that is a competitor that is maybe a little, which is, you know, when I get out here and I'm describing this, I don't want to describe them as being a more of a free spirit than you, because I can't think of a freer spirit than you. But
I'm just a free spirit with my clothes on.
Well, and yeah, I don't know why you do things that way. It doesn't matter to me. It's never been one of those things. The only thing I've noticed, though, is that, you know, sometimes that's not necessarily the thing. So, and this is not me. I don't even have an opinion of it. I just think if you use Keita Bussey, weaponized woman. You know,
right.
That's it. So, but are you aware of anybody ever, any stalkers out there?
Yes. There have been some issues. I don't want to go into any details because it is personal for these people, but yes, there have been issues.
And? How bad did the issues become?
Well, what happens is, they follow the person online. Maybe there's some communication, like how you said, responding to every comment.
Right.
Well, if somebody is a stalker type of person, they're going to take that as, oh, look at what she said to me, and feel like they're in a relationship when they're not.
This is my soulmate.
Right. The problem is when they start to figure out where you're going to be, when you're going to be there, and they start showing up in those places. That's when I've seen issues. And not just male to female, but I've seen it female to male and female to female. So, yes, I have seen this take place within the shooting sport.
Well, you know, the thing about that, though, is that within the shooting sports, that would be the last person I would want to stalk, male or female. Because somebody that is getting attention as a shooter is probably a pretty dangerous person if they decide to wheel on you and be looking at you in a sort of an adversarial fashion. Has it ever gotten to that point to where somebody had to take those kind of steps?
Not that I know of. But if you think about the type of person who's going to become a stalker and the way they look at themselves, typically they have a very high opinion of themselves. And if they are also a shooter attending these competitions, they might have this false persona that they are a very good shooter, and that if that person were to try to defend themselves, that they would win.
Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. I just, that kind of thing, that would be one of my concerns.
Yeah.
That would be one of my concerns. I mean, I don't really have a concern about you, because you're younger than my daughter. That's item number one. Item number two, I'm sort of afraid of you. I'm afraid you'd blow me out. Clear out of my socks. So I don't know how that would work either. So I know you know how to take care of yourself. And I think that is definitely a plus. But at the same time, I never had thought about the whole public persona thing until your question today, which I'm glad you brought it up.
I've seen it get to the point where people have had to be removed from a competition. I've seen it go to court. I've never personally seen it actually come to some sort of a physical altercation or physical confrontation or anything physical, personally. I mean, not to say it hasn't happened, but I've never seen it. But I have seen it go up the chain of command within the sports and within the government.
Right.
Or within the court.
So, whenever you're walking around now, I'll be watching to see who's watching you. If you're in my view... in my viewport, I'll be watching to see who's watching you. But, I mean, I think anybody that would be coming after you would be foolish. But, you know, that's just me. That's just me. I've seen Keita when she decides to draw on the move. When Keita is shooting, if you just put a camera on her head, you'd swear to God she's floating. Her head is not bobbing as she's going. She is fast. She is smooth. It's deceptively quick because weapon comes out and she's on it, and she already knows when she steps here, this will be when I change my magazine. When I step here, this will be when the gun is going back out in front of me. All of this is already playing out in her head. She's so far ahead what she's doing physically that if you decided to face her, well, rest in peace, Pilgrim. Rest in peace. Before we run out of time, one more time, tell everybody how to find you, what you do, the book, the stuff.
Yes, my email is 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. Shoot me an email if you'd like to set up a class or order a copy of my book, Personalized for You. It's Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports. Give me a follow on Instagram. It's Keita Busse, KITABUSSE. On Facebook, 180 Firearms Training. On my website, it's 180firearmstraining.com.
The personalized book will typically come with a message saying, I like you better than Bill, but don't take that to heart. She likes me better than any of you. So you guys just keep that in mind as you go along. Thank you very much for joining me today. All right. All right. All right. Hour number three is inbound. Coming up next, we're going to be talking to writer Dean Weingarten, just the guy that more people read his stuff than anybody else on the planet. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.